Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Earth First versus FBI and the Oakland Police Department trial reveals Oakland's secret police Red Squad. The civil suit by two Earth First activists against the FBI and the Oakland Police Department hasn't answered what many see as the key question, who planted the bomb that maimed Judy Berry? But as A.C. Thompson reported in the San Francisco Bay Guardian, the six-week trial that just concluded revealed some dramatic information about local and federal law enforcement information that ought to set off alarm bells in Oakland. Among other things, an Oakland police officer acknowledged on the witness stand that he was part of an intelligence unit that spied on as many as 300 activist groups and may still be in existence today. That's remarkable news, more remarkable perhaps because none of the mainstream news media at the trial even mentioned it. The trial dealt with arrests that took place 12 years ago, so the question now is whether the Oakland Police Department is still paying police officers to spy on and presumably maintain files on citizens whose only crime is participation in a political organization. Meanwhile, testimony from FBI agents suggested the Oakland cops involved in the Berry case may have prepared two search warrants with a false information. The plaintiffs claim this was intentional, that police and the FBI wanted to frame Berry and her colleague Daryl Cherney. One law enforcement witness chalked it up to poor communication. Either way, it casts doubt on the validity of not only the search warrants used to toss Berry's house, but potentially also hundreds of other warrants prepared by the Oakland Police Department. The Oakland Police Commission and the City Council should undertake an investigation into the possible falsification of search warrant data, and Mayor Jerry Brown should immediately direct Police Chief Richard Word to shut down the intelligence unit and make public all of its records so that everyone affiliated with those 300 groups can find out what Oakland's secret police have in their clandestine files. The jury adjourned at noon last Friday for the weekend because one of the jurors was feeling ill and needed to go home early. They have given no indication of how much longer they will take, which direction they are leaning, and whether they are deadlocked on any issues. This is the longest time for a jury verdict that most of our lawyers can remember. The federal jury said last Tuesday it had reached unanimous verdicts on some claims in the civil rights case brought by two North Coast environmental activists against the FBI and Oakland police, but has not resolved others. The 10 jurors didn't specify whether they have found in favor of Earth First organizers Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney or the seven defendants, four FBI agents and three Oakland police investigators who were the focus of a trial now in its eighth week. At the urging of U.S. District Court Judge Claudia Wilkin, jurors resumed deliberations aimed at returning unanimous verdicts on all claims at issue. Wilkin told jurors that if necessary, she will accept partial verdicts, meaning unresolved claims may have to be retried before another jury. Obviously, unanimous verdicts on all issues would be preferable, Wilkin told the jurors. The jury's announcement capped a testy day, which began with Wilkin chastising Berry and Cherney lawyers for addressing a rally held over a week ago in an outdoor courthouse plaza to mark the 12th anniversary of the unsolved car bombing at the heart of the case. Government lawyers moved for a dismissal of the case, contending remarks made by the attorneys were heard by departing jurors and tainted their deliberations. I believe the taint is indelible, said Joseph Scher, lead government attorney and senior trial counsel for the Department of Justice. Wilkins said she was concerned but declined to declare a mistrial at this point. She berated Tony Serra and four other Berry attorneys for engaging in exceedingly improper conduct. She banned the attorneys from being anywhere near the courthouse entrance when jurors were arriving or departing. Wilkin brushed aside assertions that the rally had long been planned and was never intended to sway deliberations. The attorneys also expressed concern that the judge's edict that they stay away from the courthouse plaza violated their own free speech rights. Portions of this story were written by Mike Gianella of the Press Democrat. And if you want more information, visit the website at www.judyberry.org. That's www.judibarry.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on,